Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see if I can get a list of who all is in. Yes. 23. Here you go. Okay. Kadarius is going to pick up reading in Exodus 23:25.
You shall serve the Lord your God. Only then I will bless you with food and water, and I will take away sickness from among you.
Amen.
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 Okay, Mom, if you'll pick up reading in Exodus.
Thou shalt nothing cast thy young, not be barren in thy land, and number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thy enemies turn their back unto thee. And I will send harlots before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in one year, lest the land become desolated, and the beasts of the field multiply against the beast. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until there be increase and inherit the land. And I will set their bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land unto your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their God. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve thy God, it will surely be a snare unto thee. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That was the reading out of Exodus, which is the laws that is attached to the Ten Commandments. Thank you for that reading, Mom and Kadarius. Thank you very much. Try to do a roll call, but I have, let's see, last four digits, 6611. Auntie Carrie. And last four digits, 7862. I'm not familiar with that number, and it's a 470 area code. So I'll go ahead and do the roll call with the list of people that I do know, and then if you want to give your name, the 7682, go ahead. But I have, so far I have Auntie Betty, Mom, Daddy, Auntie Janet, and Auntie Carrie. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, did I miss anyone?
Auntie who? Marie.
Dot. Auntie Marie and Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Marie, you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is the open session, and we pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your love that you show us daily. Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, for we know that all things are possible with you. And right now, God, we are asking for world peace. Remove all sickness, the spirit of fear. Remove the spirit of poverty, the spirit of depression, the spirit of confusion, and the spirit of misguidance. And we ask that you bless us with the spirit of love, peace, and joy, just as you want it to be right here on earth. Father God, you don't ask much of us, so we ask that you decrease us so that you may be increased in us. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Shalom, meaning the Lord of Peace. May God continue to bless America and other nations in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead with our program, and let's see, I'll start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from St. John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 through 14. It says,
amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that cometh unto the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. All right. Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll be reading out of 2 Samuel 12, 1 through 15. And the subject is living by our conviction. Why do we compromise our conviction? Perhaps the answer lies within each of us. Sometimes we toss our conviction to the wind when they conflict with our desire. Our own selfishness enables us to put aside faithfulness, integrity, honesty, and all other virtues so that we can do what feels good at the time, no matter what it costs. There was a case with David and Bathsheba. David was a rich and powerful king with many wives and great power, while Uriah was a lowly soldier with one wife and limited power. But David, motivated strife by his design, was able to take away when you take away from Uriah what little he had in order to satisfy a passion fantasy. When you get right down to it, David's conviction meant less to him than his runaway desire. But David could not recognize his own immoral behavior until Nathan faced him to look at it through the eyes of an object, outsider. Only when he stepped outside of himself did he realize his own sin. Sometimes we need to take a step backward to see how we have compromised our conviction in spite of the faith that led him to face Goliath, in spite of the integrity that kept him from putting forth his hand against the Lord anointed, in spite of all of his moral fiber and conviction. David gave in to his selfish desire. If this great hero of the faith can stumble, we need to evaluate our own life from time to time. But we need to take a moment, step outside of ourselves, and see if we are being led by God or by our own agenda, wealth, and desire. Compromise in our conviction can lead to serious consequences. Once David recognized his sin, he repented and received God's forgiveness, but he still had to live with the consequence of his compromising. As a result of his sin, his first son, Bathsheba, died. Perhaps we can learn from David and avoid compromising our conviction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Samuel. Dad, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be reading the 6th chapter, Acts 6
Amen.
Chapter. And the 7th is Stephen accused it of blaspheming. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there rose certain the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of Libertine and Cyrene and Alexander. And Asia disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then there then that's about it. Man, we said we are heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught and brought him to the council. And said, a false witness, which said, this man ceased not to speak blasphemous against the holy place. And the law. But we have heard him day, verse 14. But we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the custom which Lord the deliver us. And all that sit in the council looking steadfastly on him saw his face as it had been the face of the angel. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I will go next, and I just have to say that Angela is in her book club meeting tonight, so she won't be joining us, and may God bless that meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, my reading is out of the Daily Bread, and the title is New Eyes. And it goes on to say, everyone is endowed with spiritual sight when they trust Christ as their Savior. Yet at times, a fog rolls in and our spiritual vision becomes cloudy and unclear. That happens when we neglect our relationship with Him. In Paul's reverent prayer for believers' spiritual sight, we see how important it is to fully appreciate all that God has done and will do for us through Christ. He prayed that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glories of His inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:18. Each believer has been given new eyes to discern spiritual truth. As we keep our hearts tuned to God, He will help us to see with our spiritual eyes all that He has given to us in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Oh, I don't think she on that, brother.
No.
I don't think Janet's on tonight.
Auntie Janet not on. Okay, so Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Marie, any good news?
Okay. Solomon tempted Jesus from Luke, starting at the first verse. Luke, the fourth chapter, starting at the first verse. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were in it, he afterward hunger. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that be rolled away. Excuse me, I go back over. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up to the high mountain, showed unto him of the kingdom of the world the word in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, if that be developed into me, and unto whosoever I will give it. If therefore worship me, all shall be. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I really said all that challenge. I really got sent for Lynn.
Oh, you're father, breaking out. Where are you coming from? What you reading from?
Pray up that chain thing.
Okay.
1 John 9. You can hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
My Father and my Lord, I come to you now with a heart that is full of repent. I confess my sin to you, and I receive your forgiveness and cleansing from all my unrighteousness. Thank you for your healing power. Through all have sinned, include myself, and I have come short of your glory. I know that the ways of sin is death. I thank you that you have given me eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but it's really Christ who lives within me. And the life I now live is likely by the faith of the Son of God. Thank you, Father. I praise you that you have shown me that I can cleanse my way by taking heed to your word. I have hid your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Help me to walk in the light, Father, as you are in the light, in the way. I will have fellowship with others and with you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses me from all sin. I am fully pursued. Father, that neither death nor life, not angel, not principle, not power, not things present, not things to come, not height, no depth, not any other creature, shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you for this fact of my life. Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. And that takes us to the part of our program where we're praying for our sick and shut-in, but I do want to update on Uncle Willie. Auntie Carrie, can you share any light on that for us?
We'll go in Tuesday to get the results of the test, and I guess they'll tell us then when they're going to do the surgery or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's doing good.
Okay, that's good.
So Tuesday you'll have an update.
Right, I have an update on Tuesday.
Okay, all right. Well, he's still in our prayers. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love that you show upon Daddy Verna, Kevin Avery, Uncle Willie, Jesse Verna, Uncle Dave, Ruth Edwards, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Valerie Crockett, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Carlos and the Wells family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Belinda and family, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Eric, Malachi, Desert Kendrick, Michelle Bessler, Eileen Holiday, DeMarcus, the Tompkins family, and anyone else that we're not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the healing hands. We thank you for grace and your mercy. Father God, we know that you will not put more on us than we can bear. Father God, we love you and we thank you for caring for us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. We call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Birthdays, week of September 27th through October 3rd. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
Eric.
The 30th?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other birthdays?
I had a grandbaby to bone Friday.
Hey, man.
Great-grand. Yeah, great-grand. Little girl.
All right. All right. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations,
amen.
Too.
And for Leonard Williams.
I'm sorry.
As in my Leonard Williams. Janet. Son.
Williams, okay.
Is.
Okay. I heard Williams. I didn't catch the first name.
Janet Williams.
Uh-huh. Okay. Any other birthdays we need to recognize? Okay. Dad, would you do the honor in singing the birthday song for us, please?
Every year we are. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday to all and many, many more. Thank you for that song, Daddy. Okay. That takes us to the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more scripture from the Bible. And I'll just go down the list. If you have something else you want to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Auntie Dot.
Yeah, Marie, I declare by Joel Osteen, day 14. I declare that I will use my word to bless people. I will speak favor and victory over my family and friends and loved ones. I will help call out their seed of greatness by telling them I'm proud of you. I love you. You are amazing. You are talented. You are beautiful. You will do great things in life. This is my declare. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see, Auntie Marie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Let's see, Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay. Let's see here. Daddy, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Jesus conquered death. whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death. because it was not possible that he should be held by it. This Jesus, God has raised up. Wait a minute. This Jesus, God has raised it up, of which we are all witnesses. In as much then as the children have partaken of the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who do fear of death for all the lifetime subject to bondage. O death, where your sting? O Hades, where your victory? But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the key of Hades and of death. The power of God has not been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Death no longer had dominion over him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Mom, any praise report, testimonies, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be reading Psalm 103, Blessing from God. To such as kept his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments, to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment. Do his commandment, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pledges. Bless the Lord all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see, Auntie Betty, any praise report, song, poem, testimony?
I'm going to try to sing a little bit.
Amen, yeah. Amen.
And I did it again, Pat.
One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. One more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to pray to give her one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, the kids felt they did such a great job last week. They want to come back to you with the same song. So I have Kamarian, who is 4, and Kadaris, who is 11, wants to share the song.
Amen.
And it goes on to say, I'm expecting my miracle.
Any pray now, any day now.
I'm expecting my miracle.
Any day now, any day now.
I shall have all that I need.
Any day now. Any day now.
By faith, it's coming to me.
Any day now. Any day now.
I'm expecting my miracle.
Any day now. Any day now.
I'm expecting my breakthrough.
Any day now.
I'm expecting God to move.
Any day now. Any day now.
I'm expecting my miracle.
Any day now. Any day now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Any day now.
Any day now. Expect it. Amen. Okay. All right. Well, before I go into the closing prayer, is there anything else anyone would like to share with the group tonight?
You did it again. You put me and Beth together, so I decided to read.
I have to remember that in the future. Okay, amen. Praise God for Aretha and Mahalia Jackson. All right. Okay, so if everyone would bow their heads.
I got one more thing.
Okay.
I got one more thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you try to drive me out, daughter.
What do you say?
You don't want to help. You try to drive me out. You don't want to help out my sister and brother-in-law and son and his wife and daughter and her husband. They all can't see her every week.
Amen.
They all what now?
They slip in on them. Won't tell her anything. They come in.
Oh, okay. Praise God.
My daughter, her husband from Cincinnati. I mean, Miami. My son and his wife from South Carolina. My sister, her husband from great big old Atlanta.
Oh, man. Praise God.
Amen. A blessing.
Yeah, and it's grandchildren.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Tuesday to Saturday.
Amen.
Somebody called and tell us they were coming. All of them just showed up. God and her husband and grandchildren. Then Ann and her husband. And then Carmen. His wife.
Let me
know if they
come
and was in the house.
Amen. What a blessing. Mm. What a blessing. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer. And I stumbled upon this today. It's the spirit of man. It says, Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. I come in humility, in fear and trembling, acknowledging my sins against you and others. We truly repent with godly sorrow that we have hurt you through many ways. We choose to forgive those who perceive have hurt or harmed us and others. We ask you to forgive them and bless them the way you desire to forgive and bless them. We ask you to forgive us of our sins against you and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, let not your Holy Spirit depart from us. It hurts us, Lord, to know that we have hurt you. And we are very sorry. We repent and in turn, we choose not to ever do this again. Help us, Lord, please, to not sin against you. Lord, cause us to go in your path of righteousness, not seeking our own. We restore our walk in your courts, O Heavenly Father, and renew a right spirit within us. With a right heart and a humble heart to know you and serve you all the days of our life. Cause us, Lord, to walk on high places with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, that brings. I'm sorry.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Yes. Good night, everyone. Have a blessed week. May God keep you safe throughout your week. Have a blessed one in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Good night. Amen. Love you all.
Good night.
Love you too.
Love you.
Next week.
Let's go to the boy next week. They go.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to leave you with this for the week, the serenity prayer. God grant us serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. From the Nellis family, everyone have a blessed week. Keep God first. Amen.
Amen.
And good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Love you too.